This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Glenn Browder, JSU's eminent scholar in American democracy. He's here to talk about the U.S.-Soviet arms issue. He's being interviewed by Sherry Kuhn of the University News Bureau.
Dr. Browder, in your article, you stated that the United States and Russia are moving too slowly in destroying weapons that were stockpiled during the Cold War. What are the largest obstacles in the way?
Well, the big problem is that during the Cold War, we, meaning the United States and Russia, built a monstrous arsenal of weapons, preparing for a major war against each other without really thinking about what we'd ever do if we didn't want them anymore. Nuclear weapons, biological weapons, chemical weapons. So we just stockpiled tremendous weapons that we never used and we couldn't get rid of. But the problems are numerous. There's the technology. How do you get rid of them? There's questions about safety, whether public safety or worker safety. Also the environment. How do you get rid of them without affecting the environment? And now the costs are entering into it. The fact is we've got a lot of problems doing something about these weapons that we never anticipated we would have. And of course is the international problem of the United States and Russia just don't trust each other.
Thank you. If you'd like to hear today's program again or catch up on programs you've missed, go to president.jsu.edu. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.